يعنيون فيه جديدة ليس لأحد no one has the right أن يفعل عليه to criticize them to find fault with them regarding ولا لمن في أرض or have the right to come and contest these authorities with them. Inshallah, this is where we stop. We have to take what that was for the heart. We should take that very easily. The same thing. Say what that was for the heart in aiming their illness and their ability. Also, from their responsibilities of those to morale is that they are to collect zakah. The zakah must be given to them. When they bring the zakah, give it to them. The zakah must be collected. I also permit you to give them zakah to them. The hadith of Abu Huraira, he used to be in charge of zakat al-fitr that is collected. So both zakat al-fitr and zakat al-amal and zakat al-whatever we remove zakat from, we collect it from us. We bring zakat, we give it to them. So no, me, I will not give zakat to Amir, that's not your concern. Give them the zakat. I will not give zakat to Amir that is in front of us. Give them the zakat. Whether the Amir is righteous or unrighteous, give them the zakat. Don't we have commanded you to give the zakat? They were mandafa'aha ilayhim ajda'at anhu. Anyone who gives the zakat to them, he does not need to start bothering that, oh no, I have not performed zakat. No, you have already performed the zakat and you will be rewarded for that zakat that you performed. Barran kana aw fajran. Whether these people were righteous people or they were unrighteous people, if they say zakat, pay the zakat to them. Bring your zakat to give your zakat to them. The leaders of the best of understand that when those Amir of NSL they do that, you know you are not the one who do it. You are not the Amir, they say, oh, you can bring Zakat to people. Because those people who say bring Zakat, if you don't give them Zakat, they will fight you. And what is going to give those people to bring Zakat, they say, no, we're not going to fight them. So somebody who does not have the right to fight you, where will he get the authority from to fight you? We want them to meet directly. Because the people give you the zakat. So those kumara bring them from their responsibility. The one who calls himself Amir and does not have his rights and authority is not Amir. People are just taking them. Then Mandafa Aha Ilayhi, the one who pays these things to them, actually and is already to feel the responsibility of paying the zakat. Whether that Amir is a child person or somebody who is not married. The same thing applies to the next one from the matter of truth. There was a lot of duma. Khalfa hu wa khalfa man wallahu. And to perform a lot of duma behind him and behind anyone that he gives the authority, go and get to do a lot of duma. So there is a thing in the afternoon. It is quality wise, continuous. Nothing stops him. Not me to say, oh no, it's not the fire of Judah, so I will not pray the Juma behind him, pray the Juma behind him. He said, and Rahimahullah, he said, that here thing, Samatin, this thing existing, perfectly existing, and that salah will be what Rakat is. That salah to Juma is a true Rakat. Man a'adahumah, for who was studying. Anyone who repeats that salah is an innovator. I have said to say that I pray behind that imam who is an oppressor, so he goes to my repeat the salah. He said, man a'adahuma, the one who repeats it two rak'ah, said, fahuwa mubtadi'un, for his repeating those two rak'ah, is innovating in the view. Tarikun lil afam. Second of the second is saying that in abandonment of narrations that are established, he is going to contradict established narration. Mukhalifun lil sunnah. He is also contradicting the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laysa lahu min fadli jum'ati shay'un. If he repeats it, he does not have any reward for jum'ah. Going to it. No reward. No fadl, no virtue. No excellence for his jum'ah. That idha lam yara salata khalfa al-a'immati barrihim wa fajirihim, that for sunnah to an yusalli ma'am, that if he does not now, if laysa lahu min fadlin jum'ati shay'un, he does not have any reward from the virtues, from the excellence of salatul jum'ah, إذا لم يرى الصلاة when he does not consider صلاة خلف الأئمة behind the leaders of the Muslims whether they are righteous or unrighteous whether they are righteous or unrighteous that is the one who does not perform صلاة in Jum'ah behind them or feels that well, if it is an unrighteous person we should not pray behind them if it is a righteous person then we should pray behind them or he prays behind a righteous imam and an unrighteous imam and then he repeats the salat in Jum'ah. So the one who does this, he does not have the mercy, he does not have the reward for performing that salat in Jum'ah that is repeated. The imam said, for sunnati, the an yusalli ma'ahum rak'atayn wa yadimini bi annaha tamatun. But the sunnah is that you should perform the two rak'ah within set of people. And that you should agree that the salah that he has performed is what ta'amatun. He has worshipped Allah in the right perfect manner by performing the salah behind them. He said, alayhi rahmatullah, that la yakun fi sadrika min dhalika shak. Don't doubt that. Don't allow in doubt any form in any manner to come into your mind regarding the fact that to perform salah behind an imam, salah to Jum'ah, the same thing applies to salah to the Eid. Don't say, no, an imam is not a righteous person. I'm not going to perform salah behind him. We talked about Hajjaj and Yusuf. King so many Muslims. Allah forgive him. Because he died as a Muslim, and any person is part of what he can do. Any person who dies as a Muslim, no matter how much they sin, where, once he dies upon the faith and the belief in the Muslim of God and Muhammad Sallam, and other things that we know that nobody becomes a Muslim, that does not make nobody become a Catholic, he's not doing any of that. We know that he died as a Muslim, then it is right for us to make the Rabbi, that we should pray that Allah is Muslim, or to speak the Rahman of Allah to him. This is our right to say that. I just knew to feel a lot of influential companions of the life of the Lord. And yet people like Abdullah ibn Umar still perform salat in Eid behind him. And as the Malik, he performed salat in Jum'ah behind him. And they are also encouraging people to pray behind him. That's why the Imam is saying that the one who does not believe that, or who believes that after that salat, he should go and repeat that his salat again. He said, the person is tarikun lil asar, mukhalifun lil sunnah. The person is abandoning his asar, he is not behaving like this companion. Tarikun lil sunnah is not following what is established in the sunnah. That we can pray behind these people. And that the only time we disobey and go away from them is when they make kufr. Open kufr. Inshallah will come to that. So these are the points regarding which the Amir. We see that some of these points contain the responsibilities of the Amir. And they also contain how he's going to discharge those responsibilities. Like the issue of jihad. How he's going to fight the jihad. He says that our faith and our faith and all. They are some responsibilities of the leaders. When they take them, they carry them out, they get the reward for them. When they do not carry them out, they also have the blame for them. But our right is when they obey us, they follow them. When they command us, we obey them. When they command us, we obey them. Except when they command us something that is prohibited in Sharia. We obey because we didn't teach regard to something that is prohibited in Sharia. Inshallah, this is where we have. There will be one or two questions that we may attempt to be present in the Yeah. So there are discussions of the Sharia that what holds sway there is Allah says, Prophet says. Let me tell you, even those people on the newspaper, they say the one of the most powerful presidents in the world is the president of Nigeria. Because he has so many things attached to his presidency. He can do so many things before anything is done. They are so powerful. If you don't recognize the power that they have, it's because you have not been close to them at all. They are powerful. Nigerian presidents, they are powerful. They have authority. Before you start saying that National Assembly should do something, they are already exercising the law on you. Look at when, like I said, it's not a newspaper discussion. So I'm not citing the examples. But the last 8 years of Obasanjo will tell you that. Only Allah knows the number of people that were already arrested inside FCC. It is from there they have started to challenge that, oh no, it is not legal that they should be arrested. And aside that, they abandoned what AFCC, what any court will say. They come back and say, oh, Nigerian Bar Association went on strike because they say that the government of Obasanjo at the time, like they say, was the government that was not obeying court instructions. So a government that was as powerful as, if a court gives law, it can say, no, I'm not obeying, still do what I want. He will not even say that out. He will just let out. The director of SSS, director of police, the law is already there. Because laws and its enforcement is not necessarily paper. It is the paper when it starts coming to paperwork, it starts in National Assembly. They start looking for one Senate president. But when you talk about disbursement and enforcement of laws, it will not let you do it. Even when that's not, when you say one woman is the AFCC chairman, but they don't want it, he didn't say anything. But what happened? Because that is when you know who has authority. But you see all those other ones, National Assembly, they will be, they are just mouths. They are just talk, like I said, newspaper discussion. But in the real sense of the matter, we have authority. When Abacha was the president, he was the military. Only Allah knows the number of people they say that he killed them. Some people carry them and go, nobody knows where they took them. When he wanted to free people, treason or treasonable offense are offenses against the state. They are from matters that if you want to decide the freedom of someone who commits a treasonable offense, it is a state decision that should be. But why is it that in Nigeria, a president will say, leave him, let him go? Offense that he commits against the state. Assembly, you say, no, you should not go now. He commits assembly, he will crime against state. He commits coup, he makes coup. He said, no, leave him, let him go. So who is the state now? So in the real sense, except you want to start talking Dari, Babarin, Adamu, Adamu, they start talking, start blowing grammar. That is their own talk. The law is already being enforced. So you can say that look, no station, radio station of Nigeria, should we hear anybody announcing any other day to start or end fast, except the announcement by the Sultan of Sokoto. You can say that. I can tell anybody who does arrest him. You will see whether they will arrest him or not. He will not even say arrest him. He will not ask that one. Because people who really have power don't say, they don't talk to the end like that. They don't talk half. They leave the half for the law enforcement to get them. But if you think that it is not possible, there are so many things. If someone is trying with you, someone will know that people have authority in this country. You will go to 1 million, Supreme Court will say they should leave you, they say no, we are not leaving. So what do you want to do? And the Supreme Court is superior to the legislature, though it's judiciary. But it can order the removal. When David Mack was scared now in the court, who told him to stay there? Appeal Court. So who is more superior, Appeal Court or Supreme Court? They can do something now, they say they carry the matter to Supreme Court, Supreme Court just says it should be removed. So, all the reason why we are seeing all this is those people have authority. They can say nobody should go to Hajj this year. Nigeria has no Hajj. Who will you go to? They will kill you all of you. And that's where you know that they have authority. If you say you come out now, they say, well, I'll roll out the sand. Anybody who come out, kill him.
their diplomacy.
You say they will go to court, they will go to legislation. Before legislation, we can't talk to anything to that part. The law would have, what he said, would have already been taken place. So the matter would not be revolved. And don't forget to say revolt in the front Islamic.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to play what you want.
No, we are not even going to play that. There is no how to decompose. You tell you my Mustafa, I think Sabila, and I know Sabila, stay your house. Have you forgotten that when Hajj has been used, even for people who were already in Hajj, they made Tawaful Ifada, they made Tawaful Umrah, they made Sa'iul Umrah, they cannot go to Arafah. Hajj was outside. The people who went for Arafah and Muzdalifah, they stayed there, they cannot come into Haram Makki for their Tawaful Ifada and Sa'iul Umrah. Ibn Umar was there, he was inside Haram, Ibn Umar, Abdullah Ibn Umar. He asked me what that means. He said, this is the Hajj for this time. That is for those who are already here. What about we who have not gone there? And mind you, if you say that you should not go, if you sleep and go there as a Nigerian, if they catch you in Saudi Arabia, they send you back there. There is authority. So, the Prophet said to the line. Wow. The Hajj, you want to go, Allah sees your intention now. Will he not reward that intention? He will reward it. Because that intention, we have said it is from the A'mal al-Qalb. It is from the actions that the heart performs. So the heart has performed its own. And it will be rewarded for that. The only part of the body that was not able to perform its own is the hand, the leg, and the head, and all that. And if you stop Allah and Mustafa'at, obey Allah, fear Him as much as you are able to. So when you put up the truth, Allah, Yaradua, doesn't allow you to go to Hajj and ready. But it is Yaradua, so Alayhi Kabir. In fact, this kalima, you should not say it to me. Because Anas bin Malik told us, he read it to us, that with the companions, the eminent ones among the companions, one of not cost our debt. What Alayhi Kabir is that he has said, Allah should hand me. So you don't say that to him. You should not go. Allah has already said it is him and his Tata. You know, he said, there is no Tata. Part of what he says, when the road is clear, he said, no, don't go, no road. I may know you will go. If you learn the Sharia, you will keep it to him. The key is why he said, there is nothing that you can do. It's a very, very difficult leader. But if you want to really, really fear Allah, he will not do that. You understand? That's why the Prophet has been saying, "Wa in bazaw alaykum," even if they harass you, oppress you, take your wealth, he says, don't rise against you. So all the uprisings, they have not done anything. I've always been saying it. How many uprisings are people uprising for fuel uprisings? They don't bring any khayr. So what people should do when their leaders become harsh is that they should become closer to Allah. Because no one becomes a leader except Allah put him there. If you fight him, you want to fight somebody Allah has put there. And if he really is the person of good God, it is rare to find a leader who has authority that someone rises against him and he does not use them. Except he does not have authority. If he really has the authority, those uprisings does not make those leaders to change. In fact, even when if they rise, they will still take over government. You would have killed a lot of them. Even amongst the Kufa. If you go to the French revolution, how many people died before the revolution succeeded? Millions of people. Millions died in the French revolution, but when the British occupied America and the Americans, Native Americans, they know they refer to that as the Civil War, the American Civil War of 16th or 16th century. No history. You know how many people died in that war? So that is, even if he, in the end he is going to come up and see that blood would have flowed, it is that blood that Allah says don't allow it to flow. Because in Ajri Zalika, Tatabna Allah Bani Israel. أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل النفس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا النفس جميعا. So the one what Allah has written for us is that the one who kills the soul is like kill the whole soul. Say no, the soul knows that I'm going like he will kill me. Say yes, kill me. He will kill you. So it is that blood, the blood of man is valuable. It says Haram Allah, Allah honors life. So the life should not be taken illa bil haq except with truth. And it is Allah who will tell us the right place to take life. You now say no, you want to go and take his life, whether he likes it or not. And it is not the right manner of the Sharia. So who will support you? Allah is not supporting you. No hadith supports you. Nothing supports you. You are just on your own. So once you die like that, and Allah will pick up on the Qiyamah. And after Qiyamah, point at you. In what condition did the angels of death come to you? What will you say? I was disobeying him, rising against the leader when he killed him. Is that a good welcome for a servant? So those matters are difficult, and for me, many people have gone astray. And if one, these are the crux of Salafia. That's what people will say, the dodgy Akira. It's not dodgy. Because we'll be telling you the reason why we say this is the Hadith. The reason why we say this is the Sunnah. The reason why we say this is the statement of the Prophet. The reason why we say this is the truth. But those people want to, they don't want to hear those ones. And all those people who have been giving those fatwas that people should go out and fight, they don't go out and fight those. People who say people should do suicide bombing, they don't do it. Their wives don't do it. Their children don't speak. فَيَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They will say what they will not do. People should go and make suicide bombing. You don't need to fight. If you said that one of the sheikhs in Palestine said people should do suicide bombing, if one of the children, the sheikh, please. You are the ones who you do the devil with. So you say no, they are not to die because they are to still continue to mobilize you more. You say no, don't worry, we know the da'wah now. We will go. We will continue. You say no, we are not. So they will not go, their children will not go, their wives will not go, their relatives will not go. But they will say other Muslims should go. You saw a guy and they say, jihad, brother, let's go for jihad. Once you step out of the masjid, you see where he will help you. In the house, all the people who are that jihad, they will take me. Allah, Akbar. Every the masjid is shaking. When they come out of the masjid, that's what they will say. You shake the masjid. So you shake the masjid. Did you shake the idea? The Muslims who are going on the jihad with the Messenger of Allah, people are saying, Allah, take it easy with yourself. The Allah you refer to is not deaf and dumb. He hears and says, say it gently, don't be shouting. But when you know, those people are behind you, because it's just, take me, Allah, take me, you don't know, of course. When they come out, they say, I will shake him, but he's not shaking anything. You just wasted the energy with which you are shouting. Anyway, all we are trying to say is, people have authority, and the authority should not be contested. This is what the Sharia is saying. Don't contest their authority. That's how Ulama say, even if it's a kafir that your leader, you only contest it when you have the power to overthrow him. If you don't have the power to overthrow him, don't use your blood. That you are alive, you perform salah, you perform zakah, you feed your family, you go for hajj, it's better for you than that you die. Because once you die, all these rewards also stop. And unfortunately, if you don't have feather cotton jariah for yourself, it's unfortunate. So may Allah, those matters, these are the matters that people contest. These are from the crux of matters people contest and they palace. God is Salafiyah. Following the ways of those who came before us among the companions and their students. When they were in the condition that we are today, what did they do? When Hajjaj was killing people, did the companions say, hey, go and fight Hajjaj? When Ahmad and Hanbal was being oppressed, did he call God, hey, go and fight Mahmud? They did not. They were every time you don't fight. So this is Allahu A'lam what we can say regarding the question. Just take one more question, inshallah. Yes, we have the leader. If we don't have the leader, we have the leader. This one has come in a way that the Sharia does not really approve. But the fact that he has already become the leader, we agree that he's the leader. It was the point before this one. Once he assumes leadership, he's the leader. How did he, even if he killed all the Muslims to become the leader? Once he is affirmed as the leader, he is the leader. Even when the means of his assuming leadership is wrong. Once he becomes torn, oh, we agree, saying that you is the leader. Nobody should oppose him. Nobody should harass him. Nobody should contest his leadership. Whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. If it's a non-Muslim, it's not. Someone come and say, oh, because Basuda is not. When some people in Taraba state say, oh, they declare jihad state, what happened to them? Do you understand of them? Do we remember the history too? It's not too long ago. Some people say they are something, they say no, they declare their own Dawla. They say for where? They bring Godo Godo to them. Master Talamuna Gadan, Mani Kazabil, Ashim. And when the Gadan come, they know really who is the liar, who has the authority. They say no, they declare and say they are nothing, they are all the Nigerians, every person except them is Muslim, every other person is Kufa. Your government says, oh, I will show you that I am Kufa. You know the way he talks. The next time he sends to the idea, you know the end of that. Fans will give a kind of give it to you. So the fact remains that when there is authority, there is authority, and the authority should be obeyed. Allahu Akbar. We just think this last question.
Question one. When the leader is Islam.
When the leader is the person of bid'ah, yeah, and he performs salah in a manner that we have not seen any narration that says don't perform the salah behind him. Because these are imma, when they were saying that, they knew what they were saying. When they were saying that, they knew what they were saying. There were people who are worse, who believed in things that they are worse than that, and the imma performed salah behind them. Like the leader, the Ibn Abi Du'ad, the governor of Al-Ma'mun at the time of Imam Ahmad al-Hanbal, he said that the Quran is created. And the person who says the Quran is created, to say that Quran is created is Jahmiyyah. Jahmiyyah are those people who say that Allah does not have an essence. Allah only exists. They follow the idea of Jahm ibn Safwan as-Samarqandi. So you just Allah, they're just Allah. Where is it? No, it doesn't exist anywhere. He does not have any attribute. You just know that there is Allah. So the ulama say anyone who say the Quran is created is like that. And yet Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was performing salah behind his feet. Not only that, he was also referring to them as Amirul Mu'mineen. In the Munafasha, when we were testing Billah, the son, one of the sons of Al-Ma'mun was querying him. He would say, Amirul Mu'mineen, that verse does not indicate what you are saying.
In the polite manner.
You still honoring him. Yes, as Amir. He didn't say you are a kafir. Now? If you say that your kafir says, nobody will come wait and say now that the Quran is not created. Nobody will write Usulul Sunnah for us now to come and read. So if that Amir is that kind of a person, but if he is not, as we have today, if the Shia is leading in Salah in the Masjid, you have opportunity to go to Masjid where Shia is not leading now. Go back, go there now. That one doesn't give a problem. But when you have opportunity to perform Eid or Juma, and you can't pray in any other place except under those people, and if you don't go, they'll be looking for you. They are looking, where is those people? They didn't come. After Salah today, they will see. So then, come and pray. Pray and go. But he said, alayhi rahmatullah, don't repeat the Salah. You have done your own. You have done your own. There is one kisra, Imam Ibn Abi Izz al-Hanafi put it, but the kisra is weak. Regarding one of the companions that was said that, A'udhu Billah, someone was leading the people. It was said that he drank alcohol and filled all his stomach. He performed salat to subi. How many rakats did they perform? 12 rakats or 6 rakats. He performed 6 rakats. He was standing for people were people. It was said that Ibn Mas'ud was there. But this kisra is weak. But Ibn Abi Izz al-Hanafi in Sharh Aqidat al-Tahawiyya, he used it when he was discussing this mas'ala. But it's weak kisra. That he performed 6 rak'ah for Salatul Subhi. After the sixth rack, I turn to the people. Should I perform more? They say, no, it's okay. So the one you have made, So they said, he was using it to say, when he was going on the third, fourth, fifth rack, they didn't say, hey, we are not playing behind you, we are going home. They didn't say, they were just, because they knew what that meant. But this case story is not authentic. Do you understand? So that goes on ahead to tell us how those people were regarding those. If it were today, people would come and say they are dodgy leaders, they are capital paymasters, they are called them names. Allah understand. I think that Allah Alam answers the question. Let's just the last question now, please.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. You made mention of the pre-condition, which are very important. You related it to like when you want to perform prayers, you are just like with ablution or you pray to her. So I have some other scholars to say that the last one is the last condition, the ability, is not necessary. They used to relate it with the some of the battles fought by the Pope. So I want to know
that contradicts what is established in the Sunnah, authentic Tariq and the Sunnah of the Prophet. It was clear that there are some Muslims who were mustad'afun. They couldn't even make hijrah. Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet after Sulh Hudaybiyah? He had gone into alliance, some agreement with the kuffar, and there are conditions for that sulh. But there were some Muslims who were in Makkah who could not make hijrah. Those people were oppressed, and Allah told him that even those people who are oppressed in Medina, in Makkah, who could not make hijrah, if they call you, come and help them, you can't, there's nothing you can do. The Prophet was already in Medina, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was being told that even those people who are oppressed in Makkah, because of this your alliance with the non-Muslims, your agreement with them, peace treaty with them, you cannot still help those Muslims who are there. You leave them. And yet those people did not say, no, we are not going to ourselves, we start fighting, you know, it would have been suicidal. So now with regards to the question of ability, those people, it is not even a matter of jihad, they could not even make hijrah. Now, would you say it was obligatory for them, those same people, to fight jihad inside Makkah? It was not. It was not. In the same way that when the Prophet ﷺ began his call, he was saying the people should not read Quran in public. Abdullah ibn Masud went to the Kaaba and read Quran. Bismillahir Rahman, he was beaten to unconsciousness. Ibn Masud, radiallahu anhu, they took him back to the Prophet and said, it is Iman that made him do so. Iman. Because that was not the time for that. It was the same Kaaba that after Fathu Makkah, what did he do? وَقُلْ جَاءَ وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ. It is authentic that the Prophet ﷺ got a short tipi on his hand. He went into the Kaaba and he was felling the idols one after the other like this. The same Kaaba where you can't read the Quran in public. Use the same Kaaba. When Allah brought victory and power and ability, he was pushing down the idols one after the other. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ ذَهُمْكُمْ. And then the story of Nabi Isa also makes us understand that. With ability and power, he was able to fight Masih the Dajjal. But when these other people, the Ajuj and Mazuj, Allah said, no, they are these people, you can't fight them. Run away. So when Nabi Isa, I'm prophet of Allah, now there's miracle. If they come, they all of you die, they will die. If Allah wants to do that, he will do that. But the means he wants them to follow. He said, no, no ability. You don't have ability. It means you fight jihad when there is ability. You don't fight jihad when there is no ability. It's like Salah. Someone is crippled. You say for him not to stand in Salah, he does not have Salah. The Sharia is not like that. A cripple. He had said it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, perform this Salah standing. If you are not able, perform it what? Sitting. Okay, someone is not able to stand. Some of you are performing Salah sitting down, your Salah is spoiled. What do you say to that kind of person? Say, no, he's not able to do it. And as the ulama say, Al-Qudratu manatu taqlid. ability is the basis of responsibility. You are not held responsible in the Sharia for what you are not able to do. You will not be held responsible. So you are not able to fight somebody. Somebody say, no, you are not fighting, you say, ah, you are not able. You are not able to go for hiding. Somebody say, Afa, you are not able, you are a kafir. Ah, kafir. I can't go. I don't have the ability. How will I go for Hajj? So the same thing applies on jihad, because jihad, hukmu min ahkam sharia, is just one aspect of the sharia too. Unfortunately, people think that jihad is all about Islam. No, it's just like hajj, menstruation, wudu, salat, that has its own ahkam, its own shurut, its own wajibat, its own sunan, its own mustahabat, its own, you know, things like that, makruhat, things that are haram that you can't do regarding it. But unfortunately, when people want to cause problems, they think that jihad is one pillar on its own. It is true that somebody went to the Prophet last and asked him, what are good deeds is best? Say jihad. After that time, what did he say? Didn't he say sadaqah after that time? Didn't he say hajj after that time? Didn't he say fasting after that time? So he's just talking about how important that thing is. He's not saying that after that one, no other thing again. So you see a brother, you should be there, driving trouser, they are shouting, no, what for jihad? With you?
They will take
deer and shark. They say so that when they make castle, they will not look at it. They will not sorry him when they want to cut his head. That one too is jihad. Allah knows that.
So they have the ability to do battle and other.
They had the ability. And that's why you say, any person who has anything in his house, go and bring it. You start gathering the forces, start gathering them. That is one. Secondly, that don't forget that it's wahyu from heaven. Allah will tell them, go ahead, fight. So Allah said we should fight now. Do you understand? So every individual there, they don't have ability. That's why you just say there's ability. Go now. I will support you. I will bring angels. I will do that. But we, what we qualify us to get these things is the second condition, which is Quwwatul Iman for Islam. And that's what we are not holding up on. See, there's a lot of responsibility. We've taken a lot of time because we are talking about jihad. There have been a lot of impressions people have about the matter. May Allah forgive us. Mubarak wa shakkan. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dinuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء فاتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. After thanking Allah and praying His blessings and His benediction upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, we greeted ourselves the way we shall greet and be greeted in Al-Jannah. May Allah count myself and you from the adherents of Al-Jannah. That the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon each and every one of us. Ameen. We stopped at point number 32. And today, inshallah, we'll read point number 33, which will leave us with just about 27 points, inshallah, to get to the end of the book. It has taken us some little time, cool. We are about taking one point per week or so. May Allah accept it as an act of worship. Ameen. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahmatullah in this book said, وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَى الْإِمَامِ وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَى إِمَامٍ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Those of us who have the nuskha, which is in pages, in like leaflets, we are going to see that there it says, وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَى إِمَامٍ مِنْ أُمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. But the correct thing is مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So we should correct that if we have pages, but I think most of us are using perhaps the nuskha of Sheikh Rabiko. Now, so وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَى إِمَامٍ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَقَدْ كَانَ النَّاسُ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَيْهِ وَأَقَرُوا لَهُ بِالْخِلَافَةِ. Also, if you are using that nuskha, you see it is qaf instead of fafun. So it is supposed to be بِالْخِلَافَةِ, not بِالْخِلَاقَةِ. نعم وَأَقَرُّ لَهُ بِالْخِلَافَةِ بِأَيِّ وَجْهٍ كَانَ بِالْرِضَى أَوْ بِالْغَلَبَةِ فَقَدْ شَقَّ هَذَا الْخَارِجُ عَصَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَخَالَفَ الْآثَارَ عَنِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِنْ مَاتَ الْخَارِجُ عَلَيْهِ مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. He said in the next point, we take them together inshallah. وَلَا يَحِلُّ كِتَالُ السُّلْطَانِ وَلَا الْخُرُوجُ عَلَيْهِ. If you have that nuskha, that is غَلَيْهِ is there. So you just remove the dot. وَلَا الْخُرُوجُ عَلَيْهِ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٌ عَلَى غَيْرِ السُّنَّةِ وَالطَّرِيقِ. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahmatullah, from the last 4 to 5 points, had been discussing the state, the Muslim state, and its establishment and the elements of governance in the state. He mentioned Salah, he mentioned Zakah, and how we are to pay them, who will collect them from us, who we are to obey, how we are not to, and all this. And the importance of listening to them and obeying them, not fighting them, and all this. So here he comes the other way around. Alayhi rahmatullah. He says, وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَىٰ إِمَامٍ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Anyone who rebels, anyone who rebels against إِمَامٍ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, any of the Imams of the Muslims. At a point in time, there's an Amir of the Muslims, there's a President of the Muslims, there's an Amir, Imam, we had explained who he is, we'll still do so a little bit inshallah today. We had had Amir of the Muslims, and someone rebel against him. He said, alayhi rahmatullah, وَقَدْ كَانَ النَّاسُ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَيْهِ. He's describing that Amir. That is an Amir that كَانَ النَّاسُ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَيْهِ. The people had agreed to his leadership. He had assumed leadership and they had said, oh yes, this is our leader. وَأَقَرُّوا لَهُ بِالْخِلَافَةِ. And they have affirmed and confirmed he's being the leader of the Muslims. They gather and say, yes, it's our Amir. And they affirm his Amirship. بِأَيِّ وَجْهٍ كَانَ. In any form that it can be. They had gathered around him and had affirmed his imamship, his leadership, quote unquote, his presidency. They say he is the one, or his kingship. They say yes, he is the king. They've affirmed the Muslims, say yes, he is. No one else except him. Once they do that and then someone goes out in rebellion against this kind of person, we can also read it as وَقَدْ كَانَ النَّاسُ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَيْهِ وَأَقَرُّوا لَهُ بِالْخِلَافَةِ. If either we say بِأَيِّ وَجْهٍ كَانَ, in any form, they affirm his khilafah in any form,